With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, yes. Hello again. New year, me? New year? Oh, no, we've already come on this year.
Oh, we've done all that. Oh, that's old hat now.
Oh, you can't keep dragging that up. This is the third podcast of the bloody year, banging on about new year, new me, for Christ's sake.
Funny enough, one of my relatives said to me the other day, I was going to say, Happy New Year! Exclamation mark. And they went, no, done.
You know what, round my way, knees, and a lot of people very lazy round here, very, very lazy people.
Right, bone idle,
Bone idle, sitting down, doing nothing all day, right? There's still people, when I walk down the street today, people just flinging out their Christmas trees today.
Really?
A month. We're a month past all that. You know, I find that quite depressing that people have still got them things lying about in their house a month after the event. It's disgusting and pathetic.
It's disgusting, slovenly. That's the problem with this
behaviour. We're going down the pan because of stuff like that.
Oh, do you ever think, you know, things like, oh, it's bad luck to leave your Christmas stuff.
Oh, bad luck. I'll give you bad luck. Bad luck. What is your slovenly filth? Like lying around with a tree in your house.
That's it. Nothing to do with bad luck. It's lazy.
Slovenly.
I'll tell you what I did, though. I do believe in, you know, there's certain things. I never walk under a ladder now.
I don't ever walk under a ladder, because of superstitions.
Superstitions. What superstition? I walked under.
I won't lick the back of the floor of a frog anymore.
No, you don't.
Because superstitions, and also because of superstitions, but also because it tastes disgusting.
It's disgusting. What's it supposed to do? Turn into a prince or something like that?
Well, depending on the sort of frog you are licking, it can either do A, nothing at all, or B, it can give you hallucinogenic properties, or C, it can like change colour.
Is that a good luck thing, a bad luck thing?
Nothing to do with luck at all. It's just it's something you can do. But all three of them options taste disgusting.
Yeah, so they're all bad luck, really. Disgusting. If you do any of those, it's bad.
And also, I don't know if you've ever licked a frog. You probably have done, I don't know.
Yeah, I have,
You have done, so you will know, you will... You will know how horrible it is on your tongue.
Is disgusting.
It's disgusting, and it stinks as well.
And if you get the wrong bit of it. And all right, you have hallucinations and all that sort of thing. You go,
if that's what you want, you know.
All the wheels of my mind, you know.
And the doors of perception.
The doors of perception open.
Yeah, you see things in another
way. All floating around and suddenly everything makes sense. But it's not luck.
You start making connections and stuff. But what they don't tell you is that your tongue is all disgusting on it, all your stuff on it, and it's all like from licking a frog.
If you listen to Ray Mears one of these.
My choice, but to listen to him bang on.
All that lot. If you listen to them, they'd have you licking frogs, cooking up goat shit, making a bivouac out of some ponies' hairs or something.
Absolutely disgusting. None of that is being proven. And meanwhile, Ray Mears is round the back of the fire with a tin of spaghetti. I've seen him.
If you rub these two sticks together, he's in the front of it. Yeah, front of the camera. Oh, yeah, look at what I can do. He's round the back of a fucking great big Winnebago, tucking into a lighter.
I went on one of his Outward Bound courses, and he's like, "Oh yeah, you got to go and make the house over there with your leaves and twigs and all that." And you go, "Oh, all right, okay," because he's a bit chubby, so you know that he's like eating hot dogs around the corner. And he goes, "No, I'm not eating hot dogs. I'm catching my dinner and I'm eating it on the fire like you know, right?"
Anyway,
I'm making my little house with twigs and leaves, moss on it and stuff, keep the rain out. Like, he's very detailed. He says, "You must make sure you've got moss in the cracks so that the rain don't get in, and you must make sure of that." And you go, "All right." I said, "But that'll take ages, Ray." He says, "Yeah, but that's the way it is. Survival is all about discipline." Yeah. I says, "Okay, you know best." Yeah. Anyway, I'm making this bloody thing. He disappears. He's gone an hour. And I'm thinking, he must be off to capture some food, you know.
Yeah,
and he's gone for 2 hours like that. But, because bloody hell, he must have gone deep into the bush to find something very nice to eat, you know. I can't wait to have 3 hours. Anyway, I go wandering off, go around the corner. There he is, sat at his Winnebago, right, with his table all laid out. Yeah. And he's playing a computer game, eating a McDonald's and smoking a fag. I says, "What are you doing?" You know, he goes, "Fuck off," he says. "Right, this is my time." Right. What I choose to do with my time has nothing to do with you. Piss off back to your fucking thing and make your tent, you know?
What's worse I said,
"I want my money back."
Yeah, what's worse is I went on that one Dartmoor he done. Do you remember that all weekender, right?
Oh, yeah, I know.
The cameras was there, the lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, when the cameras are there, it's a different story.
So I'm there, he's going, get together some of these berries. And I go, "I don't know what's poisonous, what's not." He goes, "You have to, look, you're out in the world, you've got to make this." And I've collected all these berries and all this sort of stuff. He says, "Look, there's a rabbit there, grab it, you know." I chopped up this rabbit, all that, I'm cooking all that. Right. Anyway, he says, "Help yourself to some of that grass." He says, "Make that as a bit of a salad." Lovely. "I'm chomping on this grass." What's worse, he says, he's chomping on a fucking West Cornish, where are those Cornwall
capacities,
the award-winning ones you get at the service station. He's cut up.
He's shocked up on 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah, and they go to camera, "Look at this prick eating all this grass." I'm telling you, "Look at this wanker, you know. What are you drinking there, Barry?" I go, "Well, some water from the stream." He goes, "Oh, you
dozy twat. I'm having an IPA.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He's something else. He really is something
else.
Oh, he's something else. All right. You see, I went on a one-on-one course with him, right? And he says, "Right, this is all about guile, and this is all about adapting to your environment and all that stuff, right? And this is all about, you know, survival of the fittest."
Yeah, that's it.
And I went, okay. And we're walking down the high street. I says, "When does the call start?" Right? He goes, "It starts now," right? I says, okay. I says, "Right." He says, "Keep your eyes open," right?
Yeah.
I go, "All right."
Yeah, cool.
And he says, "Right. Here's a scenario." I says, "Okay." He says, get yourself in that newsagent over there, right?
That's
and
it.
Nick me 20 Benson and Eshes, right?
Hey.
And I says, oh, all right. I says, what? Like for survival?
Yeah.
He says, no, I want some fags. Yeah. I says, oh, right. I says, but why don't you just go buy them? He says, because it's survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
And it's adapting to your environment.
That's it.
I says, I don't want to do that. He says, you get in there now and get them fags from me. All right. Or that is the end of it. Right.
Yeah.
I thought, well, he knows what he's talking about, you know, and he must need them for something. And I go in there, I nick him, I come out again, he just lights one up, starts walking down the street and goes into the pub.
Yeah, when I went out Dartmoor Way, we went down to Exeter, in Exeter Village, and he's there with the cameras and all that camera.
Oh, with the cameras, he's worse when he's with the cameras.
We're right in there in Exeter, and he goes, right, the call starts now, like he said, now.
One, I'm two, like, three, great, now. Great. He does that. He goes, his call starts, one, two, three, now.
Now. He goes, start filming. There's no one. I mean, I don't even believe the cameras are on. He goes, look, we find ourselves, it's always, you got bullshit. It's always good bullshit. To prepare, he goes.
Yeah.
He goes, I said, well, I'm thinking, I'm looking around for millets or something, a camping shop.
Yeah, Blacks or one of them.
All shops, that. Yeah. North Face, whatever those fucking things are, Alpine, whatever they're called. And he goes,
whatever they are, yeah.
They are, he goes, yeah. I said, well, this is Marks and Spencer's food hall, isn't it? Right. And he goes, he says, it's imperative for you as hunter gatherer in the wild to go and get me one of them nice chocolate cheesecakes, the slices they do.
This is what he does.
Yeah. And he goes, if I ain't got that, get the natural lemon one. No, them lemon ones. I went, okay.
Hey,
I don't know. Don't you, a little one?
No, you don't know. You don't know what he needs it for.
I don't know. So I'm going, okay.
He might need it for something. He might need it to set a trap.
Exactly. And I said, is it to set a trap? He went, if you like.
Stick it in my trap, yeah.
Another way, you go get some of them sort of vinegar chip sticks and all, you know. So I'm like, is that kindling for a fire? Yeah, probably.
Well, yeah, whatever. Kindling for a fire,
kindling.
We'll chuck each of them on the way to the fire.
Anyway, you know what he's like. He's a right piss taker. I've paid all this money, you know. I said, who else is on the course? Fucking no one. There's me and some so-called, in italics, cameramen. Get out on a wild. He goes, right, strip off then. I said, sorry.
Here we go. Oh, yeah, no, I've heard about this.
Do you think hunter-gatherers, mankind, Homo sapiens, back in the day, would have had clothes and a T-shirt like that, you know, and them old shorts you have, Adidas? Right. Whatever. I said, well, I'm wearing casual loose clothes.
It's 5 degrees, right? It's 5 degrees.
Anyway, I'm there naked.
I know what he does.
I'm getting all the bracken ready for my bivouac. Yeah. Suddenly, I hear him go...
Oh, right.
I look around and go, look at his brick.
He's all naked on the moor. I don't want a dozy pillow.
Dozy twat.
I was on that same course, right?
Yeah, that's it.
On Dartmoor, right? I was on Dartmoor, and he says, 1, 2, 3, course starts now, 1, 2, 3,
yeah,
right?
That's it, 1, 2, 3.
The cameras go on, right? He says, what? He says, take all your clothes off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no. I thought, why? Why have I got to do that?
Why? He says,
now a hunter-gatherer, and they didn't have clothes.
In them days,
they didn't have them, right? I says, all right. I'll take my coat off and I'll take my trousers off and my pants. I'm standing there with nothing on, right?
Yeah.
And then I see him and he's sort of going through my clothes, you know, like on the floor.
Well,
yeah.
He paid upwards of 750 this week.
And he's going through all my clothes and going through all my pockets and all this stuff. And I said, I wonder what he's doing. Anyway, I'm wandering around the moor, like trying to catch a rabbit with no clothes on for about an hour.
Yeah.
And then she says, all right, come back here now. And I go back over and he's got my trousers on. He's got my coat on and my shoes. And I says, them's my clothes. He says, yeah, well, now they're mine because it's survival of the fittest, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
he tried to argue. He goes,
That's the course. He says, well, off you go then, you know. No refunds.
He's got it
all shown up. Anyway, if you want to come and hear more of this muck,
Yeah, well, it's all true.
Oh, it's all true. I mean, it's every word of this is the truth.
Yeah.
Please come and join us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/AngelosBarryShow.
Yeah, that's right. And do please, please do not be fooled. If you get an email, it's called phishing, that comes and says, I'll give your account details to this. Yeah. Just click on the email address. It won't be ours. It will say r.mears@yahoo.co.uk.
Oh, yeah.
Don't give him your...
Don't give him in. Don't give him a penny, because honestly, he doesn't need it. He doesn't need the money. Well, he doesn't need the money.
He don't need the money, and he'll say, oh, I'll take you on my survival fishing course. That's H-I-S-H. Not fishing, it's fishing for your money. That's what he's like.
Yeah, be very careful. But the producers just like to say that Ray Mears... Yeah, he should have a statement there from the producers.
The producer said, at no point did TV's Ray Mears take Angelus or Barry's clothes off, laugh at their bums trying to catch a rabbit, or get
Angelus
and
Nixon fags.
And he has never forced Barry to buy one of them lemon stroke chocolate cheesecakes, which I believe come in two, a pack of two, from M&S at Exeter Branch or any other. The producers are very happy to clear this up. Ray Mears is a very respected survivor of the fish. Expert, thank you. Good day.
Plenty of shows on BBC Four.
Brilliant man.
Okay. Yeah, but no, one of the best.
One of the best.
Certainly one of my best friends.
Yeah, great. And if you get a chance to go on his course, wonderful.
Oh, please don't take the opportunity.
Your trousers.
You won't be disappointed.
No, it's wonderful. Now, look, just to remind you, this is the 10-minute freebie. There is a wonderful show going on over Patreon, as you say, www.patreon.com/AngelosBarryShow.
It says it's £2 a month, and it is, but most people these days are paying £3, so just bear that in mind when you sign up.
I think you may find most people are decent enough for £3 a month.
Most people are paying £3 a month these days. But, you know, suck it and see. See if you like it. And if you think it's worth £3, then pay the £3.
Come on. You would just think how much you've been helping us. Suck it and see.
Suck it and see.
And we'll see you over at Patreon.
We will indeed. All right. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.